welcome to another, oh god, Mike, I already forgot, didn't do it yet. Don't know what number it is. This is not a bit, this is like actually, I kind of have one job to do.
Which is know what episode
number
we're on.
Yeah, and we're not, it's not happening.
Cool.
But this is 27.
Okay, wow, we're getting up there.
Just like the Yankees' number of champions.
Oh, I mean, with your Yankee flag out front, too.
If you're going to make this a sports thing, I'll leave.
Sports. We're here
sports
today. So we're doing episode 27.
We're not even halfway through. All right.
95. This is the movie he won an Academy Award for.
Yeah.
Oscar Cage.
We have a big day of movies ahead of us because we have two guests. First time we've ever had two guests on the Cage Club Revisited. First time we've had a married couple on the podcast. We've had a dog in the room.
Oh!
Yep.
Gilbert,
so, and then many firsts here. We have Andrew and Maddie Rowland. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So, Andrew, you've never seen either of these movies we're doing today.
I have not,
because
no.
You've never seen any movies, basically.
For the most part, I lived a very sheltered childhood and strict parental control.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I was that too, but then I rebelled in a big way.
The opposite
and,
end of the spectrum is me.
I don't ever remember leaving Las Vegas as a movie until like hearing about it in college, but Face Off I do remember even like seeing like previews and stuff for it. Looks like something.
Today is Leaving Las Vegas. 2 weeks from now will be Face Off, so we got two big episodes. Because I was telling you guys when we were saying which ones we haven't done, we did them already once. This is the second time through, and we're sort of doing the worst ones, or the lesser ones, first.
We got a lot out of the way.
So we have good ones to go. So we've had some, we've had some gems left.
I'm excited because I feel like I've watched Face Off a lot when I was younger.
Yeah.
This is like my first viewing as an adult.
Oh, it's crazy.
To see how ridiculous it really was.
It's great.
I'm pumped up. I'm pumped to be here.
You should be.
Thanks
pumped
for making
to be here.
Me
we're pumped to have you here.
Yeah.
We're watching the Blu-ray today with the subtitles for the deaf and hard of hearing.
Great. That'll be great.
Because there's no menu to Leaving Las Vegas.
I mean, the menu, when there's just no menu.
It's a lost art that needs to be brought back for the 4K revolution. Bring it back.
You know what I've been, when we were doing Inception for Cinemakers,
yeah.
You put that in, it just says play movie, and then it goes to like another menu that shows trailers, and then another menu.
Yeah, and then it goes to the Inception menu.
It's like, what is the play movie?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Like
what are the other
DVDs,
options do?
Yeah.
This is not a popular opinion at all, but I care, like, resolution means like nothing to me, and it is so offensive to Andrew. Like, I'll watch things in like standard definition, and he's like, it like physically
hurts. Yeah. What's your TV now?
I know.
Yeah, he's like, just hit one button, and it'll bring you to, like,
imagine if you were publishing a book that was blurry.
Oh. It doesn't feel that way, though.
As long as you can read the book, right?
I grew up on standard. My eyes have adjusted.
I used to be of the mindset, as long as you could see it. So, I mean, as long as you could still
read
a blurry book.
I
do love high definition, but I will watch it however I have to.
I tried to convince my dad for years. I'm like, stop buying full-screen DVDs.
Well,
full-screen
is, you know, even for standard def, you got to go full-screen. I mean, widescreen.
I don't want to look into your pores. Like, I'm fine. Just zoom out, watch the story. I said it wasn't going to be popular. Okay, sorry.
So here we go. We're going to start and play in 3, 2, 1, play. So, Andrew, I am playing now. Okay. I'm so excited for you to see this. Turn this way down.
This is,
what do you win if you
this
get
is going to be a heavy one.
What would you like to win, Maddie?
Oh.
You definitely get some bragging rights.
Oh.
We've taken some victory laps.
So I've won bingo in 6 minutes before.
Oh, wow.
A lot of it is luck.
It's mostly luck.
Yeah. Come on. But also, there's some strategy involved.
Oh,
you know,
he drinks alcohol. I wonder if that's going to get crossed off in this movie about him drinking himself.
You could sort of try and convince someone if you don't know exactly if you're, you know, you should mark off something. So like school, for instance, he doesn't show up in a school here, but does he get schooled at some point?
Oh,
maybe.
Perfect.
You know.
Oh, Las Vegas. I wonder if that's going to happen.
Mm. It'd be really funny if it didn't.
So I already have down the middle. Cage is exasperated, gif-worthy scene, free space, Las Vegas, someone makes a threat, so...
Imagine if this...
I'm gonna win, it's just a matter of when.
It'd be funny if this started after he left Las Vegas. Oh, opening shot.
Alcohol.
You have alcohol in
it? Yeah, this is the
but
whole movie. This
the
is
alcohol.
Like in, this is like The Prestige. This tells the entire story right here, in the opening shot.
This is... I mean, look
that
how much,
is,
look how much
that's
wearing.
Some booze.
Cage...
Are we dancing? That
whistling,
dancing,
counts. Uh-huh.
So, Maddie, you've seen this movie once?
I saw it once at a time in my life where I was like, this is
Richard Lewis.
So powerful,
yes, it is.
And beautiful. I was like, I totally romanticized this movie with my best friend. Watched it once, have never seen again. That was over 10 years ago. I have no idea how I'm going to feel about it.
Yeah, I remember this being extremely heavy when I saw it and not really wanting to revisit it until we did Cage Club. And I was like, okay, I got to go. I remember just it being heavy and not, you know, difficult.
Because years ago, like way before we started Cage Club, I don't remember if I told you this, I had like 9 nights of Nick Cage.
Yes.
And then I got very, very sick in the middle of it. That had nothing to do with the movies, I'm sure. But I had to postpone it. But I watched like 4 movies that I'd seen already and 5 I hadn't. And I think this was one of the ones I hadn't, so. I do like that we have Richard Lewis and 90s Alan Tudyk.
Is that his
name? That's not Alan Tudyk, though.
But,
Yeah. He's from Wings. I can never remember his name, but I used to watch a lot of Wings. In the movie Sour Grapes as well, with no one ever saw that. Cage looking good, man. Like, I mean, not looking good because he's playing an alcoholic, but like young.
Oh, thank God. I was like, I'm deaf.
No. He does not look good in this movie.
No, but I'm just saying he's like young and thin and he looks different.
He's 31 in this movie. He's our age.
Cage he looks grunts. The way I picture
him. I am 30.
Does he look different than this now?
I'm 38.
He's frozen in my memory as looking like this.
Yeah. Because that's a very big look for him, I feel like, and especially in the 90s.
Yeah, there's a lot of 90s happening.
Maddie, did you ever go on dates in your life where it was okay to wear that, like, kimono type thing that woman is wearing at the table?
I didn't see. No. Okay, I was too young in the 90s to, like, be an adult woman. But that is kind of what I pictured an adult woman on a date in the 90s to wear.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, very Jennifer Aniston. Someone showed up in that.
Yeah.
That was a look I guess people really did.
Did you ever get the Rachel haircut?
I did.
Oh.
It was inescapable.
You didn't even know that?
I don't think that I'd... I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it was like the worst version of the Rachel haircut. You know what? I'm still proud of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand by that decision.
So the problem with what we're doing here today is that Andrew's never seen the movie. He's going to be reading the subtitles. Maddie said she hasn't seen the movie in a long time, so she's going to be reading the subtitles. So Mike and I are just going to talk at you while you read the subtitles.
We figure out the movie.
You're going to half hear us, half read them, understand none of it, be engaged in none of it.
Yeah.
Also wonderful.
Perfect.
But also, seeing Richard Lewis in this is, like, crazy, because the only thing I've ever seen him in is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
he had a show at the time, Anything for Love, or Anything Something? I don't know. I remember he had a big show at a time with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow.
Where they played a bickering couple that loved each other.
Oh, he's been in this. He's been Gates in National Treasure. Is this a prequel or a sequel? To National Treasure, seals the Declaration of Independence, drinks himself to death.
It would definitely...
I'm saying there can't really be much of a sequel to this with him in it.
Singing. I gotta sing.
Boy, I got a rough card, guys.
I can't hear them all well enough to know if any bad accents are happening, so someone cue me in.
There's no subtitles for that either.
It would be great, bad accents.
Which it makes you feel bad for the people who can't hear, you know, hard of hearing, that they can't be cued into bad accents.
That's so, empathetic and...
I know.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, they can never tell.
Well. Hey, Doug.
Are they currently in Vegas?
No, I think they're still in L.A.
We have accentuating an oddly specific word. Yes.
Put a movie in the VCR. Just to give you
really firmly
idea of what time it is.
This guy knows what's up. Also, that shot was terribly out of focus. You see
it
that?
Was.
Well, this shot. This was shot. What? This wasn't shot on like Super 16, and it was like really quick and a lot of natural lighting, and it was a real sort of like run and gun type of movie. And then didn't the guy who made this pass away soon after?
Maybe.
Like the writer.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Also, in this movie, she's not here yet, Elizabeth Shue, beautiful and adorable.
Really big shoe.
Do you know Elizabeth Shue?
Yes. But I
just say
no,
that.
No, I do. I'm
just
drawing
Melrose
blank.
Place.
Because this speech is awesome.
Yeah.
That's why I can't go home with you.
And she's in Big Top Pee Wee. I mean, she's in a lot of
stuff.
She kind of
looks like 90s Rashida Jones.
So I knew her most
of
Big Top Pee Wee.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
I think it's the sadness in her eyes.
She also has a little bit of... What was,
the
Jordan
big
Peele's wife?
Oh!
Overreaction! Extreme facial expression!
Yeah, like...
Get worthy scene! Exasperated!
Do
Las
I have any of those? Overreaction, I have. I can do that.
I just need someone makes a threat, and I'm going to win.
Oh, man.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I got a stacked bingo card.
Is that like a peach vodka? Because I'm looking
my.
For...
Oh, my. Wow. The noir,
drinking
like, fan.
While he's in the next movie.
Mm.
Wow. Man can do it all. He can drink a bottle of vodka while driving and watch the road, and then have perfect peripheral vision to see that the cops come in and sit down.
He's a drinking professional.
I guess so.
This is the worst cop on earth.
Oh, my goodness.
A bad plan.
Amazing.
Sir.
He should have just cheers the cop and kept
Someone's
drinking.
Someone's playing a musical instrument.
Oh, sure. You can add
oh,
that.
Oh, right. That's some sexy sax.
Was that a dramatic
tonal
shift?
Oh, look, it's in the actual movie.
And a broken man?
Oh, yeah, I already crossed that off.
Most definitely start.
This whole movie,
starting
from start to finish, he's
exasperated. Does that count as a freak out?
If that didn't, he'll get there.
Okay.
Nudity.
Oh, nudity. Okay.
I don't think there will be a dramatic tonal shift.
I know, that's all I need to win, but...
one sad note.
Right.
Oh, he did laugh maniacally.
He sure did.
Oh, nudity. Is that nude enough?
Yeah. Oh,
I think so.
Thanks, girl.
Some crazy facial expressions.
Something.
Something brown.
Something brown.
God, I have made that face while drinking.
Not doing well.
No.
Would you consider either alcohol or this nudity his religion or spirituality?
I mean, maybe drinking is his religion.
Hey, Mr. Erection.
Mr. Erection?
Wait, is that real?
That's the best face.
Hey, Mr. Erection.
I never caught that before.
Beautiful dialogue.
Reminds me of Magic Mike XXL. At the end, their group name, Rez Erection.
Oh. Very nice.
Wonderful.
Very horny.
I assume we're in Las Vegas?
Not yet.
It's called... Oh,
not yet.
Okay.
He's outside. He's going to go to
we're
Las Vegas and drink himself to death.
Gotcha.
I've already crossed it off because we're going to get there, but we're not there yet. Oh. Sort of like the trust, where he just stops the car with his hand.
Right. Except in that he's a cop, and in this he's just... He's just a drunk jaywalker. Very hard to understand.
Give this man an Oscar.
He would go from this movie to do The Rock as his next movie, and
wow.
then Con Air, and then Face Off.
What a stretch
oh,
for him.
Oh, it's his finger! Oh, okay.
And she's going to steal his ring, though.
Going
to steal the
ring. I thought
ring.
It was going to get really dark, and she was going to, like, bite it off. His finger, that is.
Whoop. Uh-oh, did he find a cord?
I don't know what he's doing under there.
Hey.
Titular line spoken, hey, Mr. Erection. That
would be his fault, yep.
That would be amazing. That should be what it's called. I don't know if he ever says I'm leaving Las Vegas or anything, but...
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the ring.
Oh, yeah. Not gonna need it anyway. I don't. Maybe there will be a dramatic tonal shift when we cut to the Elizabeth Shue story coming up.
Because I think there is. Oh, is this an airport?
No, this is he's trying to cash his check.
Oh right, okay.
It's like his
Not
last
Elizabeth
check.
Shue right there.
Not Elizabeth Shue. She's
no, but foreshadowing. I guess a blonde lady's gonna show up.
Sure. I mean, how far are we into this movie? Like 10 minutes, and he's like 12 minutes, maybe, and he's not in good shape already.
No, no, no.
I am.
Makeup artist did a good
the
job.
Decline.
He's got the shakes.
Make him look really strung out.
He's just a little
oh,
shaky
are you
right
a little shaky?
Now. He's just a little shaky right now. Is anybody back from another Cage film in this?
Wait, what?
Anybody return from another Cage film?
No. Something to look for. Maybe when we get to Vegas. You know who's in this? Isn't one of John Lennon's kids in this at the bar in Vegas? Julian.
Lennon?
Yeah, Julian. I remember Marco telling us like he was hanging out with Julian Lennon and stuff.
All right.
Because this is a Marco movie, too, right? He was,
this is a Marco movie.
And the next one.
This is right in his wheelhouse. This is like the whole, what was it, like 94 to 05-ish?
Yeah.
So...
Are there, like, instances where you know he's going to be on screen?
I don't know. I mean, I think basically if, maybe if it's, like, from a far away shot, it might be him instead of Cage.
Or, like, a reverse shot where you don't see Cage's face or something, you just see, like, his shoulder.
Like, he was a stand-in. He wasn't really a body double. I mean,
He did a little,
He was mostly the stand-in.
Right. I think he said he was on screen most in The Rock, where, like, a lot of the very far away shots of him, like, waving...
Sarah, I was trying to figure out how, because he was like, the bartender was like, you're a young guy. So I was trying to figure out how old he's actually supposed to be in this movie. But were you saying that the body double that you interviewed is in this movie?
He was working with Cage. He worked on this movie. I don't know what actually he...
Gotcha.
I don't know what he did. Is that a threat? I'm gonna cross that off. Someone makes a threat, but I don't win yet because I just need, once he gets to Las Vegas, I win. So,
but how old do you think he's supposed to be in this movie?
I think 30, 31, right?
Probably. I mean, he's 31 in real life at the time of this movie.
He's playing terrible. Well, he was like a successful screenwriter, right? Like that was his. He's a writer.
Yes.
In Hollywood.
Or is he like a ghostwriter? No, he got fired because I was thinking, you know, young adult ghostwriter.
When his wife died, he went full alcoholic and then got fired. Because he's doing stuff like this.
Ooh. Is that a threat? Or is that sexual?
It's both.
Alright. The tone's a little lighter, but it's
still
disturbing.
Oh, I have that one too. Perfect.
Oh, right. This is like a vision, right? Because he's just like, he's pretending he's saying all this to her and that it's going over
very
well.
You could be threatening in a vision.
No. I'm just trying to remember why this is actually happening the way that it's happening. Because he's picturing, like, what he would say to this beautiful woman.
Yeah.
But how, you know, witty and charming he is. Even though he's looking as a haggard, bald.
I love everyone staring at him, too.
Looks like the Joker. Because of how white he is and everything.
So he needs alcohol to function.
Yeah.
Okay.
That he has the rock.
Ooh. Mm. Ha-ha.
Phone upside down. This is also flashing back a little bit to Vampire's Kiss.
Oh, right, at his office full of papers. And yeah. That's a lot of script stuff.
It is a lot of scripts.
Oh, I think this is where he gets his pink slip. Oh, hi. Do you smell Tai Tai on me? Sister's dog.
Is that phone upside down?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
is. Yeah, it's not his fault, Maddie. Mm. The phones are broken.
Yeah.
Let's see if I could read any of those scripts, like the titles.
Those cops I saw? Cops with an S? Or maybe
something
it says cop 3? I'm not sure.
That skirt that she's wearing, not to slut shame, but for an office environment.
Father of the bride.
Very tiny. Like, weirdly.
Especially
tiny.
In the 90s.
Like, to wear a blazer and then a miniskirt? Well, I guess that when I said it didn't sound that bad.
President something.
But I mean, like, when you have this going on in your office.
Oh, Cage dancing. Everyone has dancing? Oh, he danced already.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? Dances with someone? Is that a different...
Is that his boss, or is that just like a secretary bringing him to a meeting?
Yeah, I think that's like someone knows who... Because here we go, Ed Harris.
Oh,
wait, is that Ed Harris? That's talk... There we go. Ed Harris from The Rock.
All right.
Is that Ed Harris?
I don't think
so. Right? If not, he's a guy doing an Ed Harris impression, for sure.
Very
well. We're all waiting for the reverse shot.
Refined.
No.
It's
his... Doppelganger.
That's
father?
Looks like, because he looks like Ed Harris does today, sort of. This is
but he looks like Ed Harris could pull that off. I wonder if that's like an actual executive or something.
You know what's in that envelope, Andrew? That's all the money he's going to need to drink himself to death.
Hmm.
Severance pay.
That looks kind of like the Grim Reaper now that you say that.
Did he? I mean, he obviously isn't doing well, but he hasn't made a decision yet in his mind to kill himself.
I think so. I think he. Oh no, he hasn't said it out loud, but he definitely
is killing himself.
Right. Yeah. Whether he realizes it or not, I think he ends up realizing it. Like once he loses his job, like that's it. He's got to go for rock bottom. Oh, he's gonna
crying.
Crying.
That's
got his ring.
Cage cries.
Perfect.
Oh, so flashback. Oh, sweet. I got flashback.
Time jump.
Time jump.
I have flashback and time.
Las Vegas, and I win.
Wow, how long was that title card?
That
15
was
minutes?
Oh, wait, was he the first build?
He was.
Yeah.
Queen was.
Well, if Cage had shaved, I would have also...
So Cage
game's
shaved
not
like
over
about
yet.
A dozen movies, believe it or not. Like a ton of...
Beautiful title card.
If
there.
I get magic / mysticism, I win.
Well, no, Joey already won.
What?
Well, she could be second.
Yeah, Maddie, you can... I mean, you're still a winner.
That sucks.
I just don't have to give you a prize now, which is great.
I'm out of here.
Oh, Cage is on the phone. Kind of, but
Well, Cage on the phone before, too.
Yeah. Oh, and driving.
Upside down phone.
Upside down phone.
Hey.
Oh, Gilbert. Ah.
There you go.
Does Gilbert want to
make
a bad
accent right
I think
there.
He wants a bingo card. Oh.
Give me
so
a...
here she is. The woman you're about to fall in love with.
Looking good.
That's Elizabeth Shue.
Yep.
Okay, yes.
Hamlet 2 is Elizabeth
Shue. I know
her
from somewhere. I'm just drawing a blank.
Cocktail, maybe? With Tom Cruise? I just threw that out because it's like Tom Cruise.
Right, yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what your movie wheelhouse is, Andrew. Because like sometimes I feel like I narrow it down and then it just... I can't pinpoint it.
Yeah, no one really can.
Sarah, like an angel.
Is that French Stewart?
Oh my goodness, is it?
Whoa, from Third Rock, right?
Wow. That's, yeah.
Wait, what? If it's not, this movie is amazing with lookalikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
And that face he was doing was like such a jokey Third Rock from the Sun like face he would do. Like,
cartoonish. Like, yeah, that's him. What's his... Is he supposed to be like a Russian thug or something? Weird.
Unclear.
Very.
Waldemir Kolnowski.
That's a name. Big name.
Maddie, is Andrew allowed to watch this? It's getting pretty racy.
Oh, that's right.
Pretty racy.
Oh, is Cage a producer? Let's see.
I feel like this is probably too early in his career for him to be a producer, but maybe? Because this is, like, 25-ish, I think, movies in. If that feels about right, I think.
Well,
maybe a little bit
isn't
more.
This episode 27?
No, I'm just saying into, like, the actual run. This is 27 of Revisited, but this isn't, you know, necessarily 27 of his career.
Got it. Oh, I hear what you mean. In the order we're going, it's all out of order.
Get a lot of Elizabeth Shue boobs, which I
they're really
remember
drawn
that.
It out.
Yeah, it's
I know that they come back later, but I'm surprised at how much we get here.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting opening sequence of credits with that, you know, superimposed, if you will, back and forth between that.
Yeah, so it was written and directed by Mike Figgis, who I think died. I think you were right about that. Was she ever in a Soderbergh movie? Because I feel like she could have been.
No, good call. Didn't she show up in the one, the colorful one? What was that one?
The colorful one?
Yeah, the Underneath? Didn't she show up in the Underneath for a minute?
Yes, because I'm IMDb-ing her right now to figure out what I recognize her from, and that one, yes.
Sweet.
She's in Back to the Future.
Oh, 2 and 3. Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's right.
I'm remembering
I
how
always
good she is
forget that she's
now.
In...
Did she win anything for this?
No, I don't think so. Was she not? I don't know if she was nominated or not.
She was also in The Karate Kid.
There we go. That's
thing
it.
Recognize her from. So those movies.
Okay.
Classics that I didn't see until college. So, there you go.
This reminds me just of, like, Sex, Lies, and Videotape. Like, this scene. Like,
I gotta say, that new Karate Kid show was... pretty damn good, it's doing well, she might show up next season.
Oh,
I could see her coming back.
Talk about 90s look, though. He's really rocking the hair
back,
the like hemp necklace,
the baggy like short sleeve.
So she was nominated for Best Actress. She did not win.
Good.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought she got nominated.
Nominated for Best Director, nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay. I want to see.
So am I.
It's weird with like the nursery music playing. Is that a movie?
That is creepy. Oh, I think he's thirsty.
Oh, look at the dog.
He is transfixed by
the sound of the
speaker.
Now.
Yeah.
He hears the moaning.
Maybe it's
such a Gilbert, such a pervert. Best Actress. So Susan Sarandon won for Dead Man Walking this year.
Oh, I missed that movie.
Looking good.
Oh. Almost had Elvis.
Ooh, is this a montage?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's cleaning up his life.
Yeah.
Slash
get it
lighting
together.
Everything on fire.
Yeah. That's how I do it.
Burn it to the ground.
Simplifying.
this is how my dad would clean if my mom wasn't around.
Do we nominate this for best song? I mean, it's not really super important to the movie, but like, it's a good song.
Isn't the other song in this?
Is this Michael McDonald?
Yeah, the movie.
Wasn't this because didn't this have music. The I Don't Want to Fall in Love song also or something? I thought this had that in
Wicked
it too.
Game?
Yeah, that's not in here too.
It was in Wild at Heart and two other movies. I don't remember.
I thought it was in here during the pool scene. I could totally be wrong about that.
It might be.
But yeah, this works great.
If I could just get him to grunt one time.
Here he goes, actually driving
grunts
to Vegas.
Grunts are hard. Like, I turned the volume up.
He did a grunt earlier,
grunts
though.
Are subtle.
He did grunt?
He was like, Like, he does those a lot. Yeah.
Turn it off, Maddie.
Just beautiful. Shave already, Nick.
Oh, it's the only shot of his wife we get. I didn't realize she was blonde. She kind of has an Elizabeth Shue thing going
and
on.
And you know who she also looks like? Is what's her name from National Treasure?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, Dr. Abigail Chase. She also kind of looked like the bank teller. Maybe it's just his mind projecting all the women look like his ex-wife.
One day soon, I think we gotta do the National Treasure movies back to back. Like, we did Ghost Rider, that was interesting. We gotta do the National Treasures. Really knock off all. Oh, Lonely Teardrops. Yeah, this was definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was maybe a nominee. I don't remember.
Rocket gas. I just need car gas. What is with this place? Oh, subtitles. So, if any. Those are actual subtitles.
Subtitles as a card, a bingo thing. Oh, if you're listening, I meant to say this earlier, you can get a bingo card for yourself at cageclub.me/games. Get the bingo card there and also get the Johto drinking game for the...
Drink responsibly.
Don't drink like Johto.
I want a bingo card for every
don't
movie I watch.
Like
it
Cage
adds
in
a lot.
This movie.
It really does add a lot, because we were, you know, we did the first like five or six, and we were just sort of sitting here just watching the movie trying to come up with a reason to talk.
Got a little stuck from
then we
time
came
to
bingo,
time.
And we're like, oh, this actually like... It basically becomes more about the bingo than the actual movie.
Yeah, for sure. Even though I've lost, I'm still fully committed to it.
I like that he's downgraded to beer while he's driving. Yeah. That seems responsible.
Would,
he almost ran over Sarah.
Meet cute.
How about that? And we're going to talk about it.
She's on the prowl.
He handles that much better than I do.
Again, a lot of her boobs.
No, that's not how that goes. That's not how that interaction ever goes. You hit the car, you spit at the person, scream something psychotic.
Would we consider him burning everything he owns a freak out?
I feel like he's freaked out already.
No, it was so calm.
Need to go
that
fine.
Was his
that's okay.
Most clear moment.
Gilbert, what's the deal?
Does
Gilbert
he need
just
to
loves this
go
movie?
Out?
That's
something
the
to say.
I'll pet you.
The whole year in.
Yeah. I forgot about that little wonderful joke. That actually kind of looks like Marco. That's not Marco.
No, but is that kind of looks like Marco. Oh, wait, that's Cage. No, but that guy looked like another actor that's in a bunch of Jarmusch movies, so if we ever get there.
No,
the whole
just in case
year
you couldn't
in.
Get the wordplay.
But again, I feel like this was...
for maidservice.
I feel like this was one of the movies where they're like, let's find a motel and see if they'll let us shoot there. Okay, let's see. The guy, want to be in our movie we're making? We don't have any money. Like, it really felt like a shoestring kind of thing.
Cool if the motel was like, no, you can't. And this guy was like, yeah, I don't care.
Because there's actual scenes where they're filming in real casinos, so they had to have gotten the right to do that somehow. Made some kind of deal.
What does she want in life? Is she trying to be like a writer or is she trying to be like a poet? Is that why they connect? No.
I don't know.
Or is she just recounting the stories of her trysts?
Yeah. Don't know if she ever says, I want to be a writer.
Who is she talking to?
Psychiatrist, I think?
It's her I think a therapist or something.
Therapist?
Wait, was it a therapist? Was she having sex with a therapist?
No.
That was just a person that she was talking to.
I think it was just a person.
Okay.
You know, this movie has the word erection spoken a lot.
Quite a bit.
More than I remember it.
Me too, yeah. I didn't even remember all the all this Elizabeth Shue confessional stuff. I totally forgot.
Well, Andrew, you have not won yet, surprisingly, but...
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Look at that.
I have a lot.
Blackout.
I'm going to double check yours.
I think it's pretty good, to be completely honest. I feel pretty confident.
Is he doing...
He's going after the dustbuster. I'll go get him.
Oh, no, he's okay. I mean... This again reminds me of Sex, Lies, and Videotape. This is just the early 90s hypersexual...
Which I didn't even remember I ordered on Criterion and just showed up in the mail the other day. I was like, all right, I got another copy of this now. I totally forgot. It was such an impulse buy.
They just announced or unveiled or whatever a... I think Olive Video is doing like a really special edition release of Bound.
Oh, interesting.
So, I have like some real cheapo Blu-ray, but I'm thinking
Yeah, I think
that.
That's all there is.
Is he see Sarah again? No. Maybe.
I love the gritty look of this. Like, the grainy, filmy... Even on Blu-ray, it's...
If it was a sharp image, you would lose so much of the feeling.
There she is. Yeah. I guess he just assumed that someone who was dressing like her in Las Vegas was a woman of the night.
But isn't he not even down with that at first? He just wants her company. I think he thinks it looks like his wife. Like and he's so drunk. Like,
but the
drunk
first question
goggles.
He asks is, are you working?
Yeah, I mean, he's...
He just had $250 to fuck me, so...
Well,
he knows what he's after.
But they don't even do that at first, right? I don't know. Just watch to find out. Would you say that Elizabeth Shue might be wearing a wacky wardrobe in this movie at one point?
Yeah.
I
would not consider that a wacky wardrobe.
Before, with the boots and the top.
Yeah, I thought it was. That's why I checked that
out. Okay, then.
Just like the on the street one?
Just confirming. Don't worry, I'm not winning.
I like that she knows how drunk he is. I guess she sort of has a little bit of a death wish, too.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's so smitten by her already.
He's so adorable. Even when he's drunk.
Fair.
He's
fair.
Just... And off they go.
Too.
Yeah, well,
not
well
Beatles
used.
Or Elvis, though.
No, well, I mean...
Shame.
I'm surprised in Vegas we haven't even seen an Elvis anything.
Oh, wow, he really...
I think that's what he's using. I think he might have gone out and bought, like, this is all the booze I need to kill myself.
I also like that he is so intent on drinking himself with every kind of alcohol they have out there. Like, he's not like, I'm a whiskey man. I like gin. He's like, I'm taking all of it.
Well, he's a whiskey man. He's a gin man. He's a beer man.
He's everything.
He's a vodka man. He gets knocked down, but he'll get up again.
I like that he, like, solicited her, but is still, I guess, at least feigning embarrassment at what he's allowed to do for $500. Reminds me of a recent Keanu movie, if you know
what
I mean.
Oh my gosh, don't remind me. I still gotta edit that episode.
There's a lot of graphic sex in this new Keanu movie.
It was...
A new movie? That
yeah. Easy? First new movie in a year.
It was a bit much.
I don't remember. There's a lot about this movie I don't remember.
Yeah. Singing?
What is he singing? Is he singing like to his daughter?
Uh-oh. Because Bill Cosby.
Oh, boy. This is... Grunts.
There, in case...
There you go.
In case you needed confirmations.
She's also got a Jennifer Jason Leigh thing going on.
Yeah, I can see that.
I agree.
She looks really young.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's probably younger than him, or about the same age. I think also just in comparison, she just looks a lot better.
Yeah,
No, she's actually a year... She's a couple months older than him.
Okay.
But she's right in that, like, 30, 31 wheelhouse range.
Oh, look at, like... You know, they have, like, stage fighting, stage acting. This is stage blowjobs.
Yeah.
It is so awkward.
Oh, boy. But, like, what's I guess, good about that angle is that there's nothing, like... Like, if there's nothing exposed.
It's not
like, in
graphic.
Other scenes where... Like, the Keanu movie, he goes down on a woman, and she clearly has no underwear on, so she's got something there, but, like, you can't see it, but, like, it's just, like, this... It's another layer of, like, awkwardness. Like, that is just probably... He's just in his pants.
Right. But, yeah, his pants were up.
Still. Gilbert just doing laps in the living room right now.
He is making this more of an event.
You're perfect.
Are we going to get billiards or bowling is the question.
Billiards. I think we do get billiards. I'm waiting. I'm looking for the airplanes. That's all. I'm plane spotting at this point in the movie.
Nice.
I'm surprised we didn't get one in the opening. Like the aerial shots of...
Oh, there probably was, but I missed it. I don't think so either. I would have probably, I don't know, spotted it. Oh, yes, by the music you could tell how romantic it's not romantic, though. There's a lot of, like, lullabies in this movie.
Yeah.
It's interesting that a movie would be nominated for director, picture, or director, screenplay, actor, actress, and not best picture.
That is unusual.
Yeah, wow. It was back when they had the 5 Max,
yep.
Right?
We actually just talked about that on the Dark Knight episode of Cinemakers, which is coming out soon. I don't think it's out yet by the time you listen to this, but soon in the next couple weeks.
10-year anniversary just...
10-year anniversary.
Great. Yep.
But it was like... Because that movie and WALL-E came out the same year, and people were like, oh, we think that, you know, it
they should be best movies. They should be
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, give them a shot.
Braveheart won Best Picture this year.
All right.
I also don't get the impression that she's like Alabama Worley in True Romance, where it's like it's her first or second night of the job. It feels like she's been in this life
for
a
while. Well, she was like with that guy. We find out that she kind of has like a pimp, and the pimp gets in like a lot of trouble, and she
Drexel?
Goes, yeah, and then she goes out on her own, and that's when like I feel like she really starts to question what she's up to, because it seems like she's doing it for money. Like she's got a certain sense of security in the job with the pimp and stuff. But we see her; she doesn't like him, but he. Like forces himself on her, and it's a terrible situation. But,
so here's what was nominated for Best Picture that year: Braveheart won.
Good movie, very good movie.
Apollo 13.
Even I like it more.
Sense and Sensibility. Sure.
I haven't seen it. Wait, is that the Scorsese?
No.
I'm thinking of the other one.
Ang Lee.
Okay, I'm thinking of.
We also have Il Postino,
Age of Innocence.
The Postman.
Oh, I never saw it.
And then, surprisingly, over this movie,
maybe
Babe.
Babe is terrific.
Oh my gosh.
Babe's
that's
amazing.
Right.
Is Babe better than this movie?
It's four quadrants. I mean, you got to get a family film in there somewhere. And if Babe is out that year, that is a tough competition. Now, here's a hot take. I like Babe 2 more. I think Babe Pig in the City.
That'll do Pig.
It's a better movie. I don't know.
Did George Miller direct both of those?
No, just the second. He co-wrote them.
No, I think he did the first one.
No, he didn't direct this first one.
He produced the first one then.
Who's yeah, he like... Is,
the guy who
did
Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh,
all the Mad Max
right.
movies.
All the Mad Max movies.
And The Witches of Eastwick, I think, and some other stuff, but...
Yeah.
Oh, but then when you spend all night with Cage and come home with this, you know...
Oh, so the guy she was telling her, like, she wasn't talking to a therapist, she was talking to her pimp.
Yes.
How weird. Why would she...
Pimp, like, was that him having sex with her? Was that, like, an interview?
I don't... Maybe.
I thought that was just sort of, like, room and board payment and stuff. Like, I'm just gonna have sex with my prostitutes whenever I want. I know, it's disgusting.
Although I feel like, isn't that like, doesn't that break a crack commandment? Like, never get high on your own supply? Like,
I mean, that's for drug dealers, but...
I would suggest not having sex with your prostitute.
Well, in Taxi Driver, like, you know, that's the whole thing, is like the pimp is like so controlling of the girl that Travis wants to like rescue her and stuff. And,
Jeez.
Is this their kink? He kind of looks like Cage in this movie a little bit, too. Like, thin, the hair. I don't know.
He reminds me a lot of the guys from 15 Minutes who were making that video.
Oh, man, the guy in Siberia reminded me of the guy with the camera.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oleg?
Yeah. I thought that was the same actor.
So that was a flashback to him cutting her?
Yes.
Wait, but now who's she talking to?
Drug dealer, maybe?
We never find out who she talks to, do we?
We're all so quiet, but, like, that's just...
It's a big...
She should have won.
Close-up.
I never saw the other movie, but she should have won.
Well, that movie, that other movie, I remember it being huge. The, because it also had Sean Penn in it, and it's like based on a true story. And this feels like a dramatic tonal shift to me. I don't know.
A little wacky music.
Yeah.
Are we calling it? Yay, nay.
So are these all the jewelry that like his prostitutes steal off clients?
I guess either that or all the crossover. Either,
like a funny story right now, then it's like a dramatic tonal shift. She was just talking about getting cut up by your pimp.
All right, so we're calling it dramatic tonal shift.
Sure, go for it.
That's a bingo.
Congratulations, you won.
Nothing.
38 minutes and 43 seconds
nice.
In. Maddie, do you have bingo yet or no?
No, I need.
You're going so strong.
I need them to suddenly go to New Orleans.
Leaving New Orleans.
Oh, I don't know. Has Cage compromised a woman yet?
Do you know compromise? We say compromise as in has sex with.
Oh.
So yes, when she went down on him, I should have explained that.
Does he maybe need to go out?
He might. I'm gonna take him out. He shouldn't, but I think he's just bored.
Oh, you just bored?
Oh, Gilbert.
This is an Oscar-winning film, Gilbert.
Yeah, I mean, dogs really gotta up their film appreciation game a bit. Wait, yeah, you recognized him too? That is the guy. I mean, he's in so much, but like
he's been in a ton of stuff.
He's in like X-Men Origins Wolverine. That's
yeah,
the only thing that comes
right.
to mind.
He plays Stryker.
He plays Stryker in that.
Oh my god!
Why
what
that
is
came
his
to
name?
We like looked at each other. And couldn't
wow.
believe it.
Good for him.
He's
he
in
was
lots
in 30
of
Days of Night. He was
okay.
the vampire.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're okay.
Is that Arlie Ermey?
Where?
Right there with the beard.
Where?
What do you mean?
You mean
where?
In the front, like the main guy?
Yeah, the guy talking.
I don't know.
That is Arlie Ermey from Full Metal Jacket, the drill instructor who was famous for being a drill instructor. Recently passed away.
Yeah,
wow.
Full Metal Jacket, right?
Yeah. Why didn't I know he was in here?
Is that him?
That's him.
Wow.
I can't recognize people. You know that I got beard blindness now too.
Oh,
that's him. Wow. That's
see,
him.
Look,
yeah, that's
definitely
that guy.
Everyone knows him. That guy.
That's him. All right, I gotta look up his name.
That's
what
so crazy.
He's been in
he's
a
good
ton
in
of stuff lately.
He does, yeah. Oh, wasn't he just in like? I feel like he was in Wonder Woman too. Like he played the first bad guy who was working with like the
not Ares.
Not Ares,
not
but
Ares.
The other guy.
Spoiler alert! With Ares, though.
Oops.
Uh oh.
So this right. is, like, you know, this is a more somber look at True Romance, essentially.
It's very similar. It's, like, yeah, True Romance, you just add sort of that Bonnie and Clyde element into it a little more.
And Christian Slater is not going to kill himself, but he's super sad.
No, but he's definitely got a death wish in that movie. Like, he has no regard for anyone's safety. Like,
so
he thinks he's in a movie in that movie.
Yeah.
Danny Hudson is the actor's name.
Yes.
And yes, he was in X-Men Origins, as you said. A lot of stuff. He was in Game Night, which I know you saw recently.
Oh, that's right. He owned the egg. That's great.
Wonder Woman, yes. The Aviator.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's Howard Hughes' like attorney or something.
He's been in a bunch of stuff.
That Aviator cast is super deep.
He was in 30 Days of
Night. Maddie, I think you're muted.
I muted to talk to the dog. I thought I'd hold it, and then when I let go,
nope.
It comes
tap,
back
tap,
on.
Tap, tap, tap.
Cool. Back in the game.
But Aviator, you said, is one of your favorite movies?
Yeah.
That's got, you know, serious actor Adam Scott, who later turned into a comedic actor.
Yep. Yeah.
And then slowly back into a dramatic actor.
In a Scorsese.
Yeah, so Scorsese.
My actual favorite movie of all time is a sequel.
Oh, which one?
And it's a comedy.
Wait, let us guess.
Hmm. I think I told you what it was, Joey.
Oh. I gotta remember it. Was I disappointed?
I don't
almost
think
everyone is, but I do need
as long as it's not Hangover 2.
His name is Danny Houston, and he's Angelica Houston's half brother.
Oh,
so how about that?
Awesome! Never knew that.
Cool.
Oh, that means his dad is the famous movie director, John Houston.
Oh,
is it?
I mean, that's Angelica Houston's
dad. I guess there you go. Son of John Houston.
There we go. Chinatown.
Wow.
Cool.
Which you
so
have
this
not seen.
This movie's all about Hollywood family royalty.
Hashtag
between,
family, just like
yeah.
You forever.
Wait, so actual favorite movie?
Yes. Should I just tell you?
Sex and the City 2.
Is there a second one?
There is. It's apparently they go to Abu Dhabi. I think it's terrible.
Of course
Dubai
they do.
Or something or both. Okay, so the suspense 90s? Is killing me.
Hold on.
Male lead.
Well, that's a given. No, I'm just kidding.
It really, unfortunately,
in the 90s it was, yeah.
I'd know it, but I don't know it.
I mean, I'm thinking like T2, but that's not a comedy.
It's a comedy.
Ghostbusters 2, but
The main lead was
he was huge.
Huge at the time.
Huge.
One of the biggest comedic
actors. He doesn't really act
at the time.
Anymore.
Oh, is it Meet the Clumps? Eddie Professor Truth?
Yeah, of course it is. No, it's not.
I mean, you're almost
because Eddie Murphy,
on the right track.
I mean,
yeah, you're on the right track.
Those movies are hilarious. I would not knock you for that.
I'd say bigger.
Boy, bigger.
This actor, when he was bigger,
bigger
when he was
him.
Big, he was bigger.
Yeah.
Then.
And now he's
forgotten. You're not saying like Robin
forgotten.
Williams is not really acting anymore because he's dead.
No.
He's around.
This man is very much alive. He was on an episode of Comedians in Cars.
Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls.
Yes!
No way!
Yes!
That movie's great. The first one's questionable, but the second one's terrific.
Thank you.
That was the first one on my comedy movie rewatch. I missed this movie by about 20 years.
That's great.
Way too old to enjoy the first.
I love
one.
When he comes in riding the ostrich. I like
yes.
lose my shit every time.
I'm sure. I forgot we did that whole experiment. If I had gone through that, I might have.
That's
remembered.
One movie. Well, you probably have a bunch of them. I have a horrible memory, but that movie I could pretty much recite front to back, beginning to end.
And yet we've never even watched it together.
I used to say like a glove parking all the time, like just from
Ace.
I think it's from the first one too. I think, if I'm not mistaken. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Like a glove?
Did you miss something?
Oh, yeah. They're coming for him. Whoever's coming for him.
Oh, yeah.
Is that why? So, when he was selling the stuff, I'm assuming he owes, we'll call it the Russian mob, since they
sure.
just say foreign language
sure.
on the subtitles, that he owes the Russian mob money, and that's why he's upset when she doesn't come back with a lot of money?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah,
that's what I put together.
Misplacing his aggression.
Yeah, he's not really a bad guy.
I don't know what the hotel this is, but checkout time is 2 p.m. at that hotel. I want to stay there.
That's real late.
That is late.
Well, I wonder if it's later in Vegas. I know.
Yeah, you know what? I've never been.
You've never been to Vegas?
No,
those guys do not look intimidating at all.
Wow. Talk about foreshadowing.
Not Russell Crowe in front.
Not Jennifer Gillette in front.
Oh, yeah.
This
hey, Vegas,
like
too. So.
Siegfried
and Roy.
Or
remember
as
that?
Ed and Roy.
Do you guys remember when that happened?
We got
eaten by a tiger. That was crazy. Just pan up into the sky, let's see an airplane.
We're really in the firm heart of Cage in Vegas of his career. Mm-hmm. We got Honeymoon in Vegas just a couple years earlier.
Great movie.
We're going to go back to Vegas and Con Air at the end of Con Air.
Oh, that's right, yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
I mean, that's why it's on the card.
Evan Williams?
It looks, yeah, like Jack or Evan Williams or something, yeah.
Now she's, like, free.
I never her noticed her,
dead.
Like...
And she chose...
She's got, like, that Dracula pendant.
This guy.
Well, she was, they have a connection.
They have a cage connection.
They have a cage connection. Oh. They're both broken souls.
Mm. And damaged. Now she's got nothing anymore, right? Basically.
I just don't get what's
cage
so
eating.
About
cage
her.
Cage eats. Oh, no, he has to put it in his... He has to put it in his mouth.
That's not gonna happen.
Because there was
He's in the process of eating.
Well, there was that one scene where he had an alcoholic drink. He never took a sip, and I didn't cross it off.
She took a bite.
No, he's not going to eat.
It's not alcohol.
Because he only drinks in this movie. Try something,
that's
Paige.
Exactly.
Just
how I have dinner.
Well, watching Andrew knock one back as he doubles.
No,
getting,
no,
you know?
Not actually eat. Just
drink
alcohol. Yeah.
Oh, so you're the Nicolas Cage in the situation.
Oh, for sure. I don't understand how people... Like, if I'm drinking, then I'm drinking. Like, people are like, oh, let's get drinks, then let's go get dinner. My stomach has shut down. We are doing one or the other.
Get down to pound. It's just
until,
like, we're gonna party.
It's the end of the night and my blood sugar drops and then I eat pizza.
We're drinking, we're doing erotic photo hunt, and that's it.
Exactly.
That's our plan for the
evening. Wait, what? Get how I like to go out.
There's the bar game where it's like, what's the difference in these pictures? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
There's an erotic version that Maddie is obsessed with.
Which is not in Highlights magazine.
Yeah.
No.
But you have to do equal opportunity, male and female. You have to pop back and forth.
So like a third nipple or something? Or like,
exactly.
It's usually not that easy to spot, but yeah, that'd be funny.
Sometimes.
I think most of the time that they call it quote unquote erotic, and it's just like it's like guys and girls in like swimsuits.
Ooh.
Like
no,
oh,
there
really?
Is no
Andrew.
There is like topless.
So there is actual nudity in them?
Yeah, there's nudity.
Oh, okay. It's been a while.
Some of them are pretty graphic.
By the way, that waitress was on her game with that spilled drink. I just have to say really wanted
so
to be on camera.
Holy moly.
And they're not all drunk either. Like they're full.
Oh.
That is some smooth shit.
How did he even do that?
I could do that if we have a book of matches. I have big hands, but I practiced that in high school before I even saw this movie. I was kind of a heavy smoker back then.
So he, and I hate to say this because obviously we know where this movie is headed, but he reminds me so much of a friend of mine, and I think that's also what really. Of course, it's some. And the friend that I watched this movie with that we were, like, so in love with it and it was so romanticized, it's her brother. He's one of my close friends, but, like, his charm is how horrible.
Broken.
How broken he
is.
No. Like, he's such an alcoholic, but he's funny. It's part of his charm.
Oh.
Wow, mixing
kind of
it up.
Wait,
I
what?
Circus.
You trust
her. They keep showing that.
I think that's
gone.
When
I did my cross-country road trip, I stayed at Circus Circus because it was the cheapest place on the strip to stay.
Yeah,
for a reason.
And we get there, and like we go to the guy at the concierge desk. We're like, hey, like, you know, like, what should we do? He's like, well, you're in the heart of the strip. We look at the map. It's like, it's literally grass.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's the
right
old Vegas
nothing.
Strip.
It's just all, everything's one way. I'm like, how misguided are you... That you're working at the Circus Circus.
Was he really old? He's probably been using that line for like 40 years.
Probably.
It's like, we just had Hunter Thompson in here last week. It's like, dude.
It seems Gilbert got a hold of something.
What?
It was just a clip.
Oh. Good old Gilbert. He's being a very good boy.
Yeah, he's a gentleman.
He's just nosy, he's just...
Yeah, he's just excited for the smells.
Is he gonna get bigger?
Yeah, we're thinking,
Is like a
he's
mid-size?
Gonna be like, yeah, but like on the large end of a mid-sized dog.
Okay.
That's what we're thinking.
He's a rescue, and they're pretty sure he's a Golden Retriever Australian Shepherd mix.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we think maybe 60 pounds.
He's a little over 6 months now. And not quite 40 pounds, probably like 35.
Sounds about right. All right. Yeah.
At least you're not barking,
adding,
honey.
You're adding your commentary, are you?
Yeah.
Ooh, Sting.
He's
Wait, was
concerned.
The whole soundtrack by Sting?
Oh my god, that was totally Sting in the opening. Why is Sting this
so
is
involved
weird.
In this movie?
Yeah. This does not feel like a Sting thing, but...
A Sting thing?
Hey.
Tis a Sting thing, indeed.
It would be amazing, though, if, like, she was just being auditioned for pimps every time like, this comes out.
Oh my god, that would be the best twist! Gotta edit that into this movie.
The editing in this is so weird. It's
well,
like,
yeah, it's jump
they're not,
cuts
they're not showing
and
who
dissolve.
She's talking to, I guess, intentionally,
yeah.
Right? But, like...
It's dirty, man. It's down and dirty.
But this
gritty.
Isn't, like... There are beautiful fresh flowers.
Yeah.
That's
no, but
like,
just the sort
frame
of
frame is hung well. She's in a nice office.
But even this moment can't be clean, you know? It needs jump cuts. It needs you to
yeah.
be aware that the movie is still sort
She's
of like
talking about
in the dirt.
Her job.
Right. Yeah. But I like that. That's interesting to me, is when it's not just super clean filmmaking. Reasonably. I mean, it works for this movie. I wouldn't like to go see, you know, like Mission Impossible next week and have just, like, jump cuts for no reasons and, like, dissolves for no reasons or anything, but, you know.
He's wearing lighter clothing. And
draw me I, like you draw your French girl.
Oh, yeah. I feel like they're trying to bring her light into his life by, like, showing that he's relaxed and, like, all, like, neutral light colors. Suddenly, not everything in his world is so dark and gritty.
It's a very good reading, Maddie.
Well, she is Sarah...
Angelic.
Which is angelic, and now he's in heaven, because he's in her apartment. Oh, a visible tattoo!
Yep.
Sweet.
Cage has a tattoo on your board?
I don't, no.
Wow. They forgot to
What did you draw on the bottom there? Is that just Cage?
Is that his tattoo?
I was just drawing. Little head. Just
doodling?
It started out as an Oscar, and then it was going to be Cage, and then it just...
I don't know. Is that his tattoo in the back? Like, is that actually his?
We could rewind if you want to.
No, we can't rewind. We're live.
We only march forward.
Color.
Cage rocking the hairy chest in this shot.
Oh, very much so. I feel like...
Do you like his beard could grow to his chest hair if he didn't... If he wasn't careful about it?
Maybe. But I just feel like it's sort of... It's in different hair. It's not... I mean, I'm not one way or another attracted to men's chest hair. That's just not in my wheelhouse of whatever. But
same.
I feel like in, like, Racing with the Moon, that kind of chest hair, that's
well,
more visually appealing.
Yeah, I only...
He's also, like, 23 in that.
I only really bring it up because 21. it's a big Cage thing and you know, basically his debut in Valley Girl. Chest
yeah.
hair is, like, a major thing for him because he shaves it into, like, a V or something. It's crazy. But, yeah, no, I don't... I'm not swooning over it. It's just
it's
merely... Maybe it could be a bingo block
Maddie,
one day.
I need you to find out from your publishers why Nicolas Cage is not in that book.
Do you think that a lot of people find Nicolas
yes.
Cage...
in his movies, they do.
To be a sexually attractive
There's
human.
A reason why on this bingo card we have an attractive woman finds him irresistible.
Oh, yeah, that
Look
reason is that they got paid so much money to act as though they found him attractive. You think Elizabeth Chu went home, she's like, oh, God,
well,
I'm so
I mean,
glad.
Cage has been married, what, like 4 times? So, and to a Presley?
Oh,
I
but
mean,
again, I feel like money's coming into play in that situation.
Oh, how? I don't understand.
He
well,
looks like a
what kind of
power.
He does kind of. He's got the puffy shirt.
I'm not saying he's ugly. I'm just saying he's not. Like, who else is in that book? It's
no, he's not Ryan
Zac
Gosling.
Efron, Ryan Gosling, yeah, like
Keanu Reeves is in that.
You line those
book.
Three men up. Who were you?
Right, it's
selecting?
Zac Efron, not Zach Galifianakis. It's you know.
Although,
I know some people, you know, yeah, that's a type. Sure.
Okay, then here's Color Me Swoon 2, a book filled with people like Cage that people are attracted to in that way.
Well,
what are you saying? Like, okay, so who else?
I want a color.
Who
Cage.
Else is in that book?
Just make a Cage coloring book. Is all
yeah,
I'm trying
there
to
it
say.
Is.
I'm
say. What's wrong with your publisher?
George Costanza.
So it's
Wait,
like a
what?
Fetish
oh, yeah.
book.
No,
like,
they just wrote
very
that into the show.
A specific type book.
The idea
of
that
the
George...
general attractive swoon book.
Part of the joke on Seinfeld, I thought, was that George got so. Much play, and yet he was like completely like
yeah.
not attractive
he
on every
go
level.
On a lot of dates with,
and one of the girls,
women.
Like one of the big jokes was his ex girlfriend. Like he turned her gay.
Red mullet, yes.
He ends up turning
wife?
Her back, But
what is that?
That's amazing.
Wearing heart-shaped sunglasses.
Who is Red Mullet? Oh, that's Roseanne. What's she's huge. Ladybird's mom.
Know her name.
Oh my God, Joey.
Lori
Metcalf. Oh, wait, I didn't know she was in it. And why isn't that guy Stephen Tobolowsky?
Or Bob Balaban.
Oh, he must have had a little too much to drink. Andrew coming to my parents' house yesterday, by the way.
They are a matching
couple.
After
the party we went to on Friday.
Oh, I heard about that. He texted me in Mance yesterday. He was like, so I died last week.
He had a good time. So the thing with Andrew getting drunk is, and it took me a long time to realize this in college, where I was like, oh, he gets really like affectionate when he's drunk. But it's when he's wasted that he gets like that. So at first he'd be like, I love you. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you. Yeah. But then when I realized it's a warning sign, so he turned to me at a bar and be like, I love you. I'm like, pack up your shit. We gotta go. And I sign out.
Check, please.
Yeah, God. Yeah, I mean, if the worst, you know how they say, like, your true self comes out when you drink? Andrew wakes up and he's like, I'm so ashamed. I was so loving to everyone. Like, you know, like, I told Tom I care about him too much.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Okay, good. Thanks, love.
He looks happy.
We definitely weren't talking about you while you were outside.
Both Gilbert and Cage look very happy and satisfied.
So what you miss is he's now at her place.
Right, because she invited him back. That I saw.
He's feeling a little bit better, but it's still not going great. And that's sort of it. I mean, it was just a little kind of an extended. Like, there's not a lot that happens in this movie.
Lori Metcalf's in it. You missed her little cameo.
Yeah. And we came up with her name without you, somehow.
I would have been able to help. That's true.
I know.
Went from Roseanne's sister to Lady Bird's mom
to Lori.
I got a stereo.
She's also like a 2 or 3 time Tony Award winner.
Oh, that too, yeah. Her accolades,
well, you
know. Yeah. Oh, magic mysticism?
Ooh, crying? Did we have that? Did we need that?
He's
one?
Cried before.
We've had lots of crying.
I really need a freak out or him to shave.
I don't think he's definitely gonna freak out. Very low on the list.
I feel like he's freaked out.
I feel like there should be a shaving scene in this movie where he can't because he's shaking so much.
Ooh.
Andrew,
but
so
imaginary scenes don't count.
What should be in this movie?
Face Off, like this.
I know.
This is
man.
But Face Off, I'm just thinking
forward
of him
to
going.
I know, me too. Like, I'm just thinking of the first 20 minutes and the last 20 minutes and everything in between. But I'm really pumped for that, because that movie just keeps going and going.
So, Joey, I think I told you this. I have not seen that movie, but I do remember, like, it was on TNT one day or something, and I was like, oh, maybe, like, I'll see what this is about.
Yeah.
And it was at some point in the movie, and Nicolas Cage was talking in a British accent, and I was like, "This. I just feel like I've missed too much. I don't think I can watch this right now."
That's the perfect, like, I've got to sit down and check this out from the beginning. Like, we are too deep.
Yeah, and then I was just like, I just don't understand. I can't get this.
She looks older now.
Well, she's, like, cleaned up. I think it's the hair. I think it's just the presentation of the hair. And
is it his birthday? Is that why she gave him this present?
I don't think so.
I think she just wants him to wear a color.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like a moving-in present.
That is a nice color.
Yeah. It's very bright.
He's looking at you like, is this a toy?
Oh, yeah, I think he moved. I guess he moved in with her?
Yes.
Brought over a suitcase just full of alcohol.
That was all the. Right.
It's all you really need.
He was like gate crashing for a second. Mm-hmm. 45 pairs of underwear. He figures it's going to take 45 days.
Well, I'm assuming he's gonna piss himself a couple times and have to change.
You gotta do laundry. I mean,
that's smart. If
then
that's
again,
the case.
I feel like laundry's not at the top list of his priorities.
And I totally feel like there was a time in my 20s where I just like threw out underwear when I was done with
what?
Kind of wasteful.
Oh, what did you get him a flask?
What
wasteful.
Is this relationship?
Yeah, okay. They're
she's
enablers.
Yeah,
she sure is.
I think, I don't remember, it also might just be in my brain.
Because she's like, love me, love me.
But I think he basically said, like, I will, like, I love you, but,
I'm
you
gonna,
can't stop me.
Yeah, like, as long as
like,
you know I'm going
like,
to drink myself to death. Yes, I'm on a I'm on a one-way trip.
He wants people to pay attention to him. Gilbert, we're paying attention to
him.
Yeah,
this is where Tight likes to get pet. You like that? No. You're a lot smaller than... Ow, don't bite me.
I wonder if gambling is the best activity for...
alcoholic?
...themselves to death.
They do go hand.
Although, I guess, if you gamble, you get free drinks, so...
True. Oh.
There you go. And you have the chance of winning more money for more booze.
You just gave her a lot of money. Several thousand dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted
She's
to sit on
two
the
different
mat
earrings.
So bad. That looked to me like Elizabeth Berkley when she rounded the corner. I was like, who is this now?
Oh.
She fits so
wrong Vegas movie. I'm confused as to why he gave her a ton of money.
Well, I think because... As a thank you, maybe? Or maybe it's in better hands than her hands?
Yeah, no, I think that's what he said. I think he's like, I don't want to blow it all, so I can spend a couple hundred, but can you hang on to the rest of this for me?
This is like, I can't tell if they're inside or outside in this casino.
I know.
What?
People are at first kind of shocked, and then come like, oh, it's Vegas.
Yeah, right?
Totally normal behavior.
Oh, you knocked over Mr. Jackpot's
tokens.
Hello? Where's anyone see Dougie Jones?
She said,
I love you while he wasn't listening. If you love him, I don't know. Like, her exposure.
That flask was a
cement
poor choice
just...
then.
Yeah, I feel like the guy on the left there.
They are gawking.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
He has a boner. Oh, here comes your freak out.
Yeah, Maddie, when you eventually get to the Twin Peaks The Return, there is a lot of casino play.
Oh, I will... Okay, I won't
make
any more Twin Peaks.
Actually, I feel like I could hit Twin Peaks connection because of the casino.
Maddie really enjoyed the original Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Andrew, not so
had not seen it, and then I saw it.
Okay.
And I was really into it until the last episode.
No, he was not into it at all. It was a struggle for him to watch.
No, but I was into... But I got into it when it was like... When it hit its stride, I was like, this is actually... kind of cool.
What Andrew liked about the show is the murder mystery. Anything outside of that,
all the weirdness,
which is what like makes it a cult favorite. That you know, like it is so weird and crazy. Andrew could not handle that.
That's
so
fair.
When they focus on the mystery, he was really into it. But
when they focus on the Civil War reenactment, not so much.
I don't know if you're gonna like the return is very sort of
giving the fans what they want.
Freak out,
divergent, major freak
out. Wait, what happened? Why? Why is he freaking out?
Because he's drunk. And, oh, he starts yelling about his mom, I think?
Someone judged him?
Oh, they took his... The wife took the kid away, yeah.
But did he just have, like, some strange flashback?
I think he had just had, like, a alcohol-induced panic.
Rage.
At the tables.
See, now picture...
Because he was asking for
Andrew
a Bloody Mary.
Not, but being like, you're beautiful! You're wonderful!
Uh-oh.
Oh, I see. There you. That's the problem right there.
Oh,
he doesn't have enough alcohol in the system.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a little makeshift.
I don't think he needs the orange juice at this point.
Yeah, I don't.
No, but if
it's
breakfast,
I guess I don't know. Oof.
Girl, what did you think you got into?
Why is she sleeping with the light on?
Oh, he must have turned it on to leave, like to.
But he was sleeping on the couch.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, maybe so he could find his way to her. You know,
maybe
look for the light.
Eyes are terrifying. He's kind of got like an adaptation Charlie Kaufman look going on.
Oh,
right now.
Good call. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little thinner, but definitely with the sweats.
Mm-hmm. The sweats.
Yeah.
The frizzy hair.
Sure. We've not seen any religion or spirituality, correct?
Correct. Well, she's wearing a cross on her. It looks like a Dracula pendant.
Yeah.
Thing.
Dracula.
What is she getting out of this relationship? Well,
exactly.
I guess money. She got some money.
She got
attention. But she's also never been close to anybody. You know what I mean? It's like this is like.
This was your selection, girl? Like, I want to help.
Well, at least she knows he's not going to leave.
He's going to leave.
Well, I mean, he's going to leave Las Vegas eventually, but...
Or maybe it's because he's so weak and vulnerable that she's not afraid of him. Like, she has been afraid of men. She's been abused.
She can sort of be mother and girlfriend. Maybe he just feeds some instincts that she needs to.
Yeah, there's got to be something psychological she's supposed to be reaping from this relationship.
Yeah, blackjack, blackout.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what happened.
Oh man, so close to falling asleep on Cage's face.
Do you give him all that money?
Yeah.
I feel like as a woman of the night in Las Vegas, she probably knows how to speak to
She probably has
hotel security,
right. Sure.
Casino security. Get out of really tricky, difficult situations. Oh, they're a we now. Mm. How many days do you think they've been together? Like 3 or 4, maybe?
Yeah,
total?
Right. Things really escalated.
This is just, it's quickly. Been like 12 hours since they met.
He calls her the angel.
Mm-hmm.
Does he make that connection to her name, or is that just
something like, I don't know.
Unspoken.
I don't think so.
See, Maddie, that's why she's with him.
Yeah. I'm glad they're explained. Like, that needed to be addressed.
Yeah.
So, based on her little speech there, I'm going to check off an attractive woman finds Cage irresistible.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That's this whole movie, essentially.
Yeah.
Boy, I got a lot of four in a row, but no,
How do you... So, you, how many boxes do you not have checked? 1, 2, 3, 4,
there's
like, 6?
There's a star.
7?
8.
So, you have 17 of 25 and not 5
not
in a row.
Not 5 in a row.
Do you guys think he's worn a hat in this movie yet?
I don't think he won't wear a
hat. Wears a hat is a clue.
All right, surround sounds kicking in. This is, I think, where billiards is coming up. This is where I think Julian Lennon's at this bar.
Oh, yeah?
That he ends up going to.
Is he, like, Julian Lennon, or is he... Oh, okay.
No, he's just some dude at the bar.
Gotcha.
Oh, and her!
This seems like her...
From,
No,
she's not an Arquette. That's the girl from Shawnee Smith. There's Julian Lennon.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But that's Shawnee Smith from, like, I know her mostly from the Saw movies, but she was also in Who's Harry Crumb and stuff.
Oh, billiards.
Yep.
Oh, Cage on the phone, so I got another bingo. I forgot. Okay. Wait, what do I know her from? Because I think when we did this episode,
she had a couple movies when she was a teenager, and then like she reemerged after Saw, kind of like in a big way. I've only seen Saw up to part 2, though. So.
She's in 100 episodes of Anger Management, that Charlie Sheen show.
Yeah, wow. That sounds about right.
So she knows how to navigate her way around a manic alcoholic. 129 episodes of Becker.
Yep.
Wow.
Becker.
Yeah, that was the Ted Danson.
She played the how could you forget her, redhead in Armageddon.
Oh, right, at the bar, I think, with Steve Buscemi, maybe?
I have no idea.
Before they go
One
to
episode
space.
Of The X-Files. Wait, what's up with Firewalker?
I don't know if there are X-Files connections, because I don't know X-Files.
Well, there is in The Return.
I haven't crossed that off yet.
I am only because The Return takes... It's not going to help
Twin Peaks, but not X-Files.
Oh, yeah, X-Files, yeah. My bad. I thought that said Twin Peaks. All right, I'll just put a little circle around it. There's the accent. Anyone have an accent?
The Russian guy took care of it. Ooh.
Oh, that's a lot of blood.
You should put a hat on. Distract from it.
There's another cross.
He looks like Ed Norton there.
He does look like Ed Norton. Wow. Wow. He's got a bit of that accent too as well.
Yeah. He was
right,
a gentleman.
Right, mate.
That
there's Laurie McCaffrey.
Cool outfit, yes.
Oh wow.
That's such a
she does look great.
Oh wow.
Dude, talk about vampire's kiss.
Oh boy. I also love movie convention. We talk about it every time we see it. Baguette out of the bagger.
yes.
Curious.
You're right.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Baguette.
And it's always a brown paper bag. It's never a plastic bag.
Yeah.
But beginning of Fate of the Furious, Dom Toretta walking down the street, baguette in the bag. Even in Cuba, baguettes.
Yep.
Gotta make those sweet, sweet Cuban sandwiches somehow.
Cuban sandwiches are delicious.
They really are.
Oh, this is gross.
Oh.
Girl,
you don't know where his blood's been? Put on your other shirt. Because you only have two.
Well, he's back down to one now.
Oh, man.
I think this shirt is unlucky.
He got kicked out of a casino, and then he got beat up, so it's not going... Ew.
Yuck. Your blood tastes good.
Wait, did she say that?
That was great.
She did say your blood tastes good.
Okay.
Gross.
I'm going to try to see if I can get that screenshot as my picture of the episode of him all bloody, just smiling giddily.
Oh.
So this End Up Furniture Company doesn't exist anymore. Maybe it exists only online. But that was the store where I got my entire childhood bedroom set.
And Suncoast
This End Up.
Suncoast video.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a great VHS store right behind her that Suncoast used to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I don't know why.
Like a pirate.
Yeah.
You said that already. But
a
yeah, I agree.
He actually looks like he's getting off work at the restaurant in Fast Times.
You're right, yeah.
But not his job.
He also has got kind of like a Han Solo
Brad's
thing going
job.
On.
Sure,
here.
Sure.
He
see
also
Han Solo.
Looks 48.
Yeah.
Does not look good.
The booze is,
although,
know,
like, the
aging.
Next year, like, he looks really good in The Rock as Stanley Goodspeed. Like, he looks like a movie star. This is just all hair and makeup. This is, like, exceptional work.
And a lot of eyebrows.
Yeah, I never realized he's got, like, big bushy eyebrows.
Those are, like, my dad's
Tara
eyebrows.
And Jordan would be disappointed if we did not mention the eyebrows.
My dad has, like, the bushiest eyebrows ever.
We have a podcast on the network, Wistful Thinking, and I was essentially schooled in noticing eyebrows.
Oh.
Mostly on women, but also on men, just in terms of, like, because one of the hosts was like, do you remember the eyebrow craze of the early 2000s, maybe? I was like, no, I don't know what that means. And apparently, Maddie, you can maybe confirm this, women, like, pluck their eyebrows into, like, within an inch of their life in, like, the early
2000s. Oh, in
2000s.
The 90s? Oh, yeah.
And then draw them back on?
It was happening even... Some people in college were still doing that for us. It's extremely uncomfortable look. It's so great that it went completely the other way, though. Those poor women are... Because they don't grow back, usually.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
if
you overpluck for a period of time, yeah, they cannot grow back.
Oh, wow. I just remember there was a kid in our high school with, like, a full-on unibrow. And, like, by the end of senior year, he finally... made one too, and
figured
everyone
it.
Was like, "Yay!" he was like a popular. I mean, there wasn't anything
was
like wrong with it or anything, but it was just like kind of awkward that, like, dude, you do know you have like
my freshman year of high school.
Options.
My friend, my best friend at the time, like she like threw me on the bed and she was like, "Listen, this is gonna happen," and then she tweezed my eyebrows and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. She made me a woman that day.
I feel like that's the second time I've heard that story. Is that like an important story to you?
Have I told that story? Am I telling the story too much?
No, everyone knows it. Who's
not
listening?
Not too much, but no. I feel like I've heard that specific story. Or...
You heard someone else tell the same story? It's like a coming-of-age tale that
about
all
your
women
life,
have.
Though.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad
friends
that you'll
don't
never
let
forget
friends
it now.
Have non-tweezed eyebrows.
I'll never forget that you love when nature calls. Or you become a woman when they tweeze your eyebrows.
This is a really, like, great profile you're putting together on me. Those two things do sum me up.
Yeah,
that guy looks how healthy Cage would age.
Yeah,
Cage age.
I got a lot of that happening today.
Aged Cage.
She looks so good in this movie.
She
like,
really
everything
does.
Is working.
I think she's going to go out on the town.
Now that it's like the third time we've seen some sort of Christ on the cross necklace, can I check that one off?
I'll cross it off, too.
Because in that case...
There you go.
And what is that? Magic and mysticism?
No, religion.
Spirituality. Yeah.
Just everyone seems... Everyone but him seems to have a cross necklace.
You know, Cage... throughout Cage's career, he's always had a lot of... The bingo card. A lot of beautiful women find him irresistible.
Yes.
I still think my number one might be Bridget Fonda, just in terms of her adorable nature, and it could happen to you.
It could happen to you.
Elizabeth Shue's up there. We got Diane Kruger up there, even though...
Well, I feel like Abby Chase doesn't like Nick Cage in that movie a whole lot.
True.
She's just sort of, like, stuck in a relationship with
Eva Mendes.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Port of Call, New Orleans. Yeah,
And Ghost Rider.
That's right.
Was he in the second one?
Uh-huh.
He was? Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you, Nick.
The second one directed by the guys who did the Crank movies.
I never saw it. I did see the first one, but not the second one.
Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance?
Yeah.
You see the Crank movies?
I saw the first one.
Well, Crank 2, that first one ends with him falling.
Yes.
The second one begins with him
landing. That's pretty neat.
It was a beautiful shot.
It's very pretty. That's so cool.
Yeah. Finally, I feel like they were focusing so much on the strip constantly, and it was getting kind of old, and this is kind of like a beautiful, artistic,
interesting
way.
A meditative reflection of the strip, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, this is like the shot in every LA movie where they're above the city and looking at it.
Oh, is this done a lot?
No, I'm saying like that's what this reminds me of. It's like...
Do we have a box... watching other movies in the movie? Because I feel like
we should
add that.
I'll add that. Watching other movies.
That is a good one.
Sting. Singing Angel.
Mike, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but Bingo plays an important part, well, not anymore, in our fantasy baseball league. We use a bingo set.
Okay.
I've bought two bingo sets in the last 3 years. To determine draft order for the consolation bracket, except now we voted to get rid of that, so the only bingo in my life anymore is Nicolas Cage movie bingo.
And if that doesn't sound ridiculous enough, there would be at least a half dozen of us who tuned in to watch Joey pull bingo.
Six or seven, yep.
Yeah, like on his computer to determine the order.
That's awesome.
And I was there both times.
Yeah. And now no more.
I gotta say, I feel like this trip is going really well for him. He met
someone. Well, it's about to go off the deep end, literally.
Oh, well played, Joseph. As he jumps into the pool.
Yeah, he's drinking, but don't we all drink a little too much on vacation? Vegas, baby.
So jealous.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Especially there's visible tattoo again.
They had a lot of fun filming that.
Cage definitely.
What is that
like
tattoo,
Cage,
by the way?
No.
That's not Marco, right? It can't be.
No. Whenever you can see the guy's face, it's always Cage. Like,
yeah.
Marco would just be, you know, from afar.
But is that a real Cage tattoo, or is that
like
so. Character work
yeah.
that they did?
No, because Cage, now he's covered in tattoos.
Oh,
so
you know what I love?
Back then,
tattoos, I saw a skyscraper.
Oh, I gotta.
It's
entirely
have predictable.
To.
Oh, man.
It's still fun.
I gotta.
Right. Did they cover up the Rock's tattoo?
No.
What?
It's just the actor, because he's even shirtless in one scene, he just, like, has the Rock's tattoo.
That's
just like,
bizarre.
Oh, that's just...
You gotta start covering up the tattoo, right?
Oh, wait, the big one on, like, his shoulder?
Yeah.
Because,
like, even in Rampage, it's like, dude, you're, like... I understand you're in the military, and you're, like, hunting poachers and stuff, but, like, you wouldn't have that big tribal tattoo. But then again, who knows? Because it is part of his heritage, maybe just as a person...
Things are about to get real sexual in public at this motel.
Yeah, a lot of PDA.
She doesn't care which did you prefer, Rampage or Skyscraper?
Ooh.
Come on, it has to be Rampage, Joey.
Probably Rampage. Skyscraper's a lot of fun, though.
I still want to see Skyscraper.
I want to see that and Jumanji. Everyone said Jumanji was really good.
Was pretty fun.
I was in the wrong mindset when I saw Jumanji. I want to see it again.
I think that's a little... It's definitely geared more toward a younger crowd, but
keep
it's
in mind,
still fun.
They're outside of the motel right
now.
Yeah,
this is broad
during
daylight.
The day.
Girl.
She's going to do a...
Ooh.
Booby shot.
And they didn't give her an Oscar. She thought she was getting one.
She's not playing a Holocaust survivor.
She's like, I'll do it for the Oscar.
Right, Cheese? She doesn't care if he dies. This is not a person who cares about him.
I think they both only care about themselves, even though if they say they care about each other.
But you're right, yeah. Like, she just cares about how good he makes her feel, however that works for her. But that's all she cares about, so she's playing into it by, like, lick alcohol off my breasts.
Yeah.
They're just indulging
each
other.
But things are about to go... Things are about to break bad.
Vices and base needs.
I was drinky, but that's where things go wrong. Yep. I'm pretty sure he's all bloody, right?
Got a bit of that high nasally voice. Whoops. A little,
The Woody Woodpecker voice?
Well, the,
the Charlie Baudel voice.
Yeah, that was it.
Peggy Sue.
I'm a prickly pear. Say peach.
I'm a prickly peach.
This is
the most unhealthy relationship. So she likes him drunk because it keeps him incapacitated. Keeps him with her.
Yeah, because he's dependent upon her.
Yeah.
This woman kicked him out of the motel now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Very, not even passive aggression.
I mean, come on, lady. This is Las Vegas. What do you expect?
Although like, you get to stay the night, which is nice.
Yeah, but you know, you think like, what does she expect her clientele to be? Like families?
Yeah, we're
they're gonna
we're
go stay on the strip
establishment here in Las Vegas,
in like rural Las Vegas.
Right, like they're
she
off the strip.
Kicked them out in a decent way, like
yeah.
That was fine.
But she said it through, like, a sneer. I don't
yeah,
know.
She was condescending, but, like, ooh, you know, blood. She did say you don't have to pay for the table.
Also, I'm pretty sure that little dustpan, not big enough.
Not at all. That's what she's really mad about.
She also said don't worry about paying for anything. She's like, do they have to stay there for free, too?
I guess
no,
so.
No, just the table.
Okay.
Because she offered to pay for the table.
You sing it, Sting.
They did have, on the subtitles, it said Don Henley had a song, too.
Oh,
so it apparently is not an exclusively Sting joint.
I just wish Sting would sing, Leaving Las Vegas.
Is that a song?
No, but it would be titular line spoken, and it would be great.
Like the Gran Torino.
But I am surprised that one of the themes isn't, like, the Leaving Las Vegas song. Like, him just sort of going... Could it leave? Could it go?
Wait, yeah, why were they in a motel? She has her own place.
I think it's just for fun.
Just taking a trip.
Getting away.
Yeah, because they drove back to wherever they are. Like, I guess they drove back to Las Vegas, so they're just outside.
Okay.
Just in rural Nevada.
She's keeping the red shirt going.
She loves that color, yeah. Maybe that was her goal, to have them...
Oh, come on, Cage. Eat something, Cage. It's not going to get me another bingo, but it'll make me happy. Yeah, these are end of times.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is straight up Vampire's Kiss.
Yeah.
End of Vampire's Kiss.
Is that the movie with the meme?
Yeah, with several memes from that movie.
Yeah, but like the look?
The look, the alphabet... Also genuinely incredible.
I guess she's also just used to abusive relationships, too. Like, that's her norm.
Mm.
Oh, so on Instagram now, you can do in your stories, you can ask a question.
Oh, right.
People can submit answers. So a couple weeks ago, I did, what's your favorite Cage movie? We only got two answers.
Oh.
Our Instagram's not very popular. Kara said Vampire's Kiss.
Sweet.
And who else? Let me see if I can find it. I think maybe our Scottish friend, Megan, I think, said... I gotta find out. Hang on. This is a terrible story.
I don't know what I would say is my favorite Cage movie. Probably National Treasure, because I live for that history stuff.
It's a good one.
A basic bitch like Mike Trout, probably.
Sure.
I would say, for a long time, mine was Adaptation. Now I think I'm leaning more towards something like Raising Arizona at the moment. It's...
Oh, she's finally come to her senses. That
yeah,
maybe.
But
this breaks their... This
yeah,
breaks their...
ruins everything.
Their pact.
Yeah, what they were getting from each other. He's going to feel betrayed.
Because he's a doctor.
Try to make him go to rehab. Say no.
Does that happen under the eyes like that? That red? It's weird.
I guess you can't go back that... I guess you can't go that far back in Instagram.
Oh, is it in? Was it in a video?
No, it was in a story, like in terms of notifications.
Hmm.
Oh.
I'm gonna have to put up another poll. Another question.
I'm trying to remember what the other one was, though. It was another movie I think that started with V, which was weird. What's another Cage? Oh, Valley Girl. Oh,
Valley Girl.
It was Megan because that's her favorite.
Nice. That makes sense.
Shout out Megan. Shout out. Kara, if either of you are listening. I know Kara listens to Watch the Throne, which I'm happy about. I don't know who listens to this. I still don't know who listens to this.
I know. No one will let us know who listens to this.
Email us, mailbag@cageclub.me. We'll send you stickers. Maddie, do you have stickers? I've given you stickers. Oh, I'll give you stickers every time I see you.
Yeah, we still have some in our apartment.
Oh, we do? I was going to say, I don't have
Do you have Magic Mike stickers?
No.
Oh, I even need some of those.
Some stickers, dude.
Hit me up some Magic Mikes.
That's what you get. Have you gotten a bingo yet?
No.
Well,
there's no magic or mysticism in this movie.
What else are you missing?
Cage wears a goddamn hat! I need him to start running.
Oh, he eats ice. He's eating ice.
Oh, Cage is eating.
That counts.
Yeah.
Oh.
I still don't
Peaches.
Have a... I don't have a second bingo.
Red sports car.
Oh, here we
go.
Michael McDonald's back.
Yeah, wow.
I need him to stand on something weird. And I need him to die, quite frankly.
Well, he will die. Sorry. I already told you that, though. Spoilers.
I mean...
But, you know.
But that won't matter without...
Snake
you.
Eyes!
Oh!
Titular line from another movie.
It just says titular line spoken. Does it say what movie it's from?
And I also crossed that off for no real good reason. I'm just stealing that one.
I'm just so tired of all
the
Star Wars.
Ooh, the Wizard's Secret. Oh, I know, really. It's just, if there's one thing I gotta do, it's...
There's so much traffic.
Get
I just
out of Africa.
Can't wait till we get out of Africa.
Oh, also, I did have bingo.
Oh,
I was ignoring straight down the middle.
What were your five?
Cage is top billed in the credits.
Yes.
Cage grunts.
Yes.
The free one.
Yes.
Cage compromises a woman.
Yes.
And someone plays a musical instrument. So I got that a while.
There you go.
Once I realized that having sex is compromising a woman.
Yes.
Which fucking sexist and rude. By the way.
Okay, so there's a story behind it, though. It's
a
from
a movie.
Yeah.
It's from The Boy in Blue, right?
Yes, which takes place in the late 1800s, and Cage has sex with a woman, and she goes, "You compromised me, sir." So ever since then,
got it.
It's our way of like basically talking about sex without actually talking about sex.
Understood.
So like in the Zac Efron vehicle, me and Orson Welles, they talk about there's this literary technique called quadruple spacing, where like in old timey like Harlequin novels. They wouldn't actually write out the sex. They would just hit enter four times.
But it would be implied.
So
yeah.
When Zeph has sex with a girl, it's, you know, he quadruple spaces her.
Got it.
In a very early Keanu Reeves movie, there's this woman, Miss McGill, who has sex with the entire hockey team over a series of years. And, you know, but she brings you in by having tea. Like, she invites you in for tea.
That's how I do it.
So sipping tea with Miss McGill. What else do we got? Oh, what did we just have
Charlize
for...
we're trying to figure out.
For boyfriend material. What was from Gangster
Wait.
Squad?
Oh, that's right.
Gasp! Affair.
Oh, yeah, because
you
she
didn't
said...
have to bring him back.
She
there.
Said doctor. I forget what the Gaz one was. That was so recent.
We gotta remember it. In her house, too.
Yeah, right? That is messed up. That was not Mariska Hargitay, right?
No, but there's so many doubles in this.
She looks familiar, though, because when she was on there before... Here's a... a quiz, Mike. What on IMDb do you think are the four movies Nicolas Cage is known for? And we search his name, known for four movies.
I hope she cuts his butt right now.
Wow.
and if you guys want to play this too, four movies Nicolas Cage most known for.
So probably this one since he won the Oscar.
Yeah.
National Treasure.
Wait, so is Face Off not on there?
Face Off number one.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So you're watching the two big ones today.
And The Rock.
Number three. And
I thought we said all four.
Con Air.
No.
Oh, Con Air.
This fourth one is an oddball.
Is it like Adaptation or something?
Nope.
It's not Wicker Man.
It's one that we've already done for Revisited. Nope. It was Zach Dazon.
Oh, what did we watch that same day? We watched Adaptation that day, but what else did we watch? Not I Can See 2 Minutes in the Future.
Yeah.
That
Next.
Movie? Wait, what's that stupid thing called again?
Next.
I totally don't like that one.
I love that movie.
I totally believe that the movie was called I Can See 2 Minutes in the Future, too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look, it's fun to watch and everything, but it annoys me to no end, that movie.
Oh, Lucinda Jenny plays Weird Woman in this movie.
This
is
part.
Is that her name?
Oh, Mariska Hargitay, Hooker at Bar. That was her.
Holy crap! What is with this stacked cast? It's such a secretly stacked cast.
Mark Coppola played Dealer. I guess he might have been like at a stacked table.
Oh, hey, his brother.
Maybe the one
brother.
Who got the table flipped.
Maybe. Lou Rawls played Concerned Cabbie.
Huh.
Oh, cool.
It's too bad one of these guys aren't like Jesse Pinkman or anything.
Oh,
wait,
right.
That kid looks familiar, but he's probably...
Yeah, he does.
This might be the darkest part of the entire movie.
Oh, absolutely hate this part. And this is before everyone was, like, filming stuff, I feel. This felt very 8mm to me.
Are they, like, about to make a snuff film or something?
What is with this,
Why is
like...
Why is he letting them film?
This music is insane. Did anyone ever listen to this music? Is this, like, early house? This is weird.
I'm just so uncomfortable. Like, this is...
Yeah.
I know, because it's about to break bad in a real, real bad way.
I don't remember this part.
Like, this would totally be the Oscar-winning scene.
That's what it seems like.
I feel what's difficult is that she doesn't have a pimp. There's no, like, recourse here. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
She's a free agent, essentially.
That's why she's about to get her ass kicked. Like, she should have at least have a piece or something. It's when you pull the gun out and you start just blasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys want to stop filming this.
Yeah, that seems like all sort of evidence against you. Oof.
Music fades.
Fades black.
And now she shows up.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Things did not go well. Are you trying to get home now, I guess?
I think so.
That guy looks familiar, too.
Ugh.
That's not Lou Rawls, is it?
Oh, goodness.
No, no. Lou Rawls is black.
Yeah, no, I know. He was another concerned cab driver.
What a piece of shit.
Money. Isn't he the guy in Air Force One who's the Secret Service agent that sets everything up for the Russians?
That's oh, wow. I haven't seen that in forever. It could be him, though.
Cynical cabbie. Xander Berkeley. Air Force One, Agent Gibbs.
Hey.
Also in Terminator 2 as Todd Voigt, and also in Gattaca as Dr. Lamar.
Oh, yeah, he is in Gattaca.
That's right. I like that movie a lot.
Like, what's incredible is that they filmed that, and they're like, what do you do with it? Like, it's like it's multiple felonies.
Whoa. I never realized they were really, like, they went that far.
Just seeing that, like, stream of blood just, like, drain away from her is just super depressing and sad. And here comes Laurie Metcalf, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back and not again. Bob Balaban.
Well, that's Laurie Metcalf on the left?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I never heard of her either.
I just knew her because when I was a kid, from early Roseanne's.
Yeah, I've never seen any Roseanne.
That's not a good show.
You say not a good show?
I don't like it.
No, I love
looking. I tried to watch some old ones recently, and I was like, "Hey, how did I watch these?"
I guess maybe if you didn't grow up on it, but for me, how brash she was as a woman, and also like how it was a sitcom of a family, but it wasn't like glamorized. It was like just
it was very like lower class. Yeah,
and she was so mean, but funny, and
I actually quite liked her stand-up.
I got so much out of that, and no offense, I just feel like it's as a woman, it meant a lot to me. It's kind of like how guys made a really big deal about the Ghostbusters movie, but when I left that movie, Ghostbusters was my favorite thing as a kid, and I was like, if I had this as a child, it would have meant everything to me. Like a woman Ghostbuster. I'm so glad that girls have that now. And so when people are just like Penny, like, oh, it's stupid, it's girls, it's like, you don't understand what it means, though, because you've always
had that.
They
gotta keep it going. They gotta do another one of those, to be honest.
We were just talking some podcast about how, like, now in Marvel, there's like the Ant-Man and the Wasp, and then there's going to be a Captain Marvel movie, there's going to be a Black Widow movie. Like, we're finally, after like 22 movies or whatever, getting to movies that are starring, that are like lead or women, so.
Representation is.
She's looking for Cage in all the wrong places. It's like, girl, you know he's either like at a bar somewhere.
Oh. What? Like, I understand. Well, it's just weird that everybody just assumes she's a hooker. Like, I know that.
Yeah, right.
Like,
right now it's kind of reading sad, trashy, selling your body.
But it's also like Las Vegas. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe it's just the fact that we're in 2018 and not 1995. We might have even talked about this when we did the episode. Like, everybody just assumes that she is, but.
But they're right.
She's actually probably dressed like conservative.
Yeah, like,
and
that's what I'm saying. She wasn't reading to me at first as a prostitute.
Girl, you gotta get yourself a fucking gun. Just flash that shit.
She's got a little bit of a death wish now. I mean, she has all... Ooh. She has all movie long, but...
I was gonna say, she's been handling confrontation in, like, this bizarrely calm way. Like, you know, like, when he almost hit her with... Cage almost hit her with the car earlier, and I was like, that's so weird and unnatural, but she stayed consistent with that. That is... That kind of dead inside...
Yep. Is this Lou Rawls going to be?
Yep. Who was also in Air Force One? No, just kidding.
Aw, this is a nice cabbie.
No, dude, she does not know that. Like, I think that's part of the issue.
Is he still alive or did he die?
That guy was the best part of this
Lou
movie.
Lou Rawls, I think he passed away,
2006.
Oh, was it that long ago?
Yeah. Wait, should I know who he is? Was he famous?
He's a musician.
Oh. Yeah, the name does sound familiar. He's probably like...
Not Lou Dobbs. Different.
One episode of Baywatch.
Lou Rawls.
But no, he's got music and a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Of note to our network, Disturbia.
Oh.
We do so many in sync O's during this podcast.
I really enjoyed that movie. Almost as much as I enjoyed the Rihanna song.
It's a cool update of like a remake of Rear Window. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
And then AJ Caruso's a good, he's a pretty good action director. He did Eagle Eye and then XXX3.
Like, I liked Eagle Eye too, yeah.
He's got stuff going on.
You did love the Rihanna song though.
Oh, still do. You kidding?
Constantly.
We were talking about this last night. The best Rihanna song of all time. People were saying Umbrella, and I was like, I think it's got to be We Found Love.
Ooh.
It's not Umbrella. I know that much. I mean, I like that song, but like, it's kind of got like
a
downbeat.
Stand Under My Umbrella.
Under Ella? My
yeah,
umbrella,
her and Jay-Z.
Ella.
Well, those are two good songs. I prefer Disturbia to Umbrella for sure, but We Found Love is a very good song.
I just have like an emotional connection to the Umbrella song. Like, because where I was in my life when that song was big. Like, I was studying abroad, and it was just a really fun, like, time. But I actually think We Found Love in a Hopeless Place is a better song.
Actually, Take a Bow is a great song, too.
Do I know Take a Bow? I don't know if I know Take a Bow.
Yeah.
I probably do. I just don't know my name.
Go on and take a bow.
Oh, so pale, my love.
Oh.
You found him.
I'll play it for you.
Dying. In the bed, alone.
Yeah. Things not going well. So normally when we record these, we've been watching the credits, but we found that, you know, we could probably just fast forward to the credits. unless you want to watch the credits. Really taking the
I don't know, is there a scene at the end of it?
That's why we were doing it.
We found a few other ones that we didn't really know about in, I'm assuming not in here, but maybe. Never know.
I think we could we can check, but I say we fast forward through them this time.
That's totally fine.
Hand under the sheet, doing things.
I'm sorry, I put us asunder.
That's gonna be the quote for the episode.
Like the murder we were just listening to on the My Favorite Murder, that crazy Galapagos one, where his dying words to his partner is like, I curse you with my dying breath.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
She made him chicken that was very clearly infested with botulism, and she insisted that if she boiled it long enough,
it would be fine.
He wouldn't get it, but
I mean, he
turns out
horrible.
There was...
Not to justify.
Was it Chris
murder.
Telling us that they're apparently in... There was like this like...
Oh, I was saying this, that on the...
like 8-year-old kid?
Yeah, on the Dark Knight episode.
Who just died in real life and his last words were later suckers?
Or like,
oh,
see you later
I saw that, yeah.
Which is like adorable and also real devastating.
Yeah.
I can't handle that. Back to this movie. Oh, wait, can't handle
can't handle me. Anything. Here we go.
So instead, I think for lunch, instead of food, I think we should just drink ourselves to death.
Oh,
that's
and
smart. I was going to suggest that.
If that
also,
works,
cool.
I feel like they've teased out his chest hair here.
Yeah.
It's always been prominent.
Well, in Ghost Rider, they CG'd out all of that and put in abs.
They did, yeah. It was real weird, real uncomfortable.
Wait, what's happening here?
You know what's happening here, Maddie.
They're going to have sex for the first time. First time, maybe?
It's hard to tell. Actual, yeah.
While he's
dying?
Convulsing and dying.
Yeah.
Girl, because that's the only way she knows how to show love or something?
I think she just wants to feel close to him.
In his final moment.
Or
what
that.
A confusing thing for his body to be going through.
Oh, he said it back. You know I love you. Yeah.
Do we know why he lost his wife and his
I think he probably
son?
Took them away.
Okay.
Well, he said he wasn't sure. He couldn't remember.
He either said that like she left because he drank, or he drank because she left.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So I think it's unclear.
This is dark.
Yeah.
Very dirty. Like in a weird way.
Cage dies in a bunch of movies, but I don't think it's ever
quite like this, dramatic.
Yeah, when I say dirty, I don't mean like sexual. I mean like it's just like the whole thing is so gritty and raw. Not glamorized at all.
He's gone. Cross it off if you got it. Cage dies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Well, if he doesn't start running now, then I'm definitely not going to get that whole line.
Nope.
I guess he won't be shaving.
Oh, wait, he's
in
not
this
dead.
Movie.
Is he?
Well, he's about to die.
Well, I'm taking it.
Did this win the Golden Peach for Best Death?
I don't think so. Boy, my memory for this stuff we've done is so bad.
It's not great. Mine's worse, though.
No,
so.
He's looking directly at us!
Oh, stared into his eyes as he dies.
Yeah.
Breaking the fourth wall.
This movie is out to get you.
Yep.
But we can't edit quite there.
Now, I wonder, in the world of this movie, what does she do? Just leave?
She leaves Las Vegas?
Is she the one who's leaving Las Vegas?
Oh.
Well, he's already gone. He
Who's
left
the real
Las
Walking
Vegas?
Dead?
Oh.
It's us, Joey. It's us. Did you guys hear about Rick? Rick wants off the show. I don't watch that show, so
he's
I don't...
Yeah, after the season, he's going to be off the show, but I already stopped watching that
I thought
show.
That show was done.
Nope.
Goodness. Apparently not.
Because she
them.
Liked his drama. She did like his drama.
His Johnny drama.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing she didn't like his turtle. Or his E.
Or his Sloan.
Or his Vince.
Or his Zack Attack episode of Security Briefs.
Midian. All I think of for some
Wait,
reason.
Was Zach Efron in an episode of Entourage?
He was in one scene of one episode of Entourage when we did an episode about it. And it was like, I understand that a lot of episodes of Entourage, nothing really happens. But this one in particular, nothing really happened.
I understand Entourage is a show about nothing whatsoever. But I still watch the. I've seen every episode.
There.
I
Not great.
And Andrew feels this way too. We struggle in movies, that episodes where people don't. Get their comeuppance.
All right.
And I just need a sequel where they murder those college kids.
Oh,
that I can see. Okay.
It physically.
Her and Lou Rawls kind of kicking the door.
Oh, that'd be great.
Don't worry, they went to Duke. They played lacrosse.
Oh, goodness.
Things worked out well for everyone. I like that the cast. Wait, who's. Oh, so like the cast is Cage.
Yeah.
Chu. Her pimp, and then just everybody else.
Yeah, that guy was, like, gone. French Stewart, businessman, too.
Yeah. Yep. Arlie Ermey, there he is.
Mobster 1, Mike Figgis, director, writer himself.
Oh, wow. Barman 2,
My dad
Laurie
says there's
Metcalf.
Always someone with the last name Phillips.
Mark Coppola. I've yet to see a Manzi in here anywhere, and any credits.
You have to watch the full credits.
Have you looked on IMDb?
No. I know, I saw on Twitter there's, like, a costume designer. She's, like, really awesome costume and, like, cosplay designer and stuff.
Okay.
But that's all.
Well, I'm going to speed this up as we get
That's
through
fine.
Here.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're past the cast. I figure once we pass the cast...
Who cares what they contributed to this movie?
Well...
Okay.
So come
we
back
still
in
care.
2 weeks for Face-Off, which we're going to go get lunch and then
there's the
All
right. Stings Actually, album.
Watch Face-Off, so it's going to be great.
Be sure to get the Sting Leaving Las Vegas album.
Go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, and at cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Email us at mailbag@cageclub.me. Let us know if you got to the end of this episode. Probably not. And we will mail you stickers. That's it. So bye.
Thank you for listening.
Guys.